Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Apropos to where I am, Houston, Texas. Apropos to our guest, Bob McTeer, who's in Dallas. I'm in Houston. We have a little Texas blues here. ZZ Top bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, former member of a very elite club, the Federal Open Market Committee, FOMC, which meets about seven or eight times a year. Today they're meeting for the second of a two-day meeting. They do that a couple of three times a year. And this afternoon, Bob, the Fed will announce as they always do, there'll be some announcement about their practices. But for quite a while now, for years actually, it's been pretty much a non-event, their announcement. But today might be a little different. What do you think?
Yeah, well, one innovation that's not very old yet is the chairman having a press conference about every other meeting. Mm-hmm. And I think they're having one of those today. And sometimes they get the press enjoys some of the things that are said in the press conference, and it makes news. Today, I think they're likely to announce maybe not beginning immediately, maybe beginning in a month or two, but I think they're going to announce a slight tapering off of the quantitative easing. When they first mentioned that in May, it tanked the stock market. But mm-hmm. The stock market's worked its way back up now, and I think they expect something today. So if it's not bigger than people expect,
what would tapering look like? From instead of 85 million a month, 83 million, what would that look like?
My guess would be going from 85 to 60.
Oh, but okay. That's not a taper. That's a slash, Bob.
That's larger than most of the talking heads are expecting. Most people think it'll be a lot smaller than that.
If the Fed announces today or sometime in the next month that they're going to slash it to 60, the stock market won't be able to handle that.
You may be right.
Because the stock market currently is a child of quantitative easing.
Yeah. Well, one interesting thing is that people pull numbers out of the air, and then they become sacred. And I'm sure that $85 billion originally was pulled out of the air. Somebody said, how big should it be? And somebody listed 100.
That doesn't give us confidence in economists, Bob.
Well,
we don't like it. We like our economists not to flip a coin.
It's a social science, not a physical science.
That's funny. Yeah, I love what Reagan thinks said about economists. He said economists look at things happening in reality and wonder if they would work in theory.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
Yeah.
If you can't explain it with good theory, something's wrong.
That's right. So you think that they will probably, your prediction is they will probably announce easing today. That's going to, well, talk to us about the implications of that. Interest rates will go up a little bit?
Probably, and it may be temporarily. As long as they're buying a significant amount of bonds every month, policy is easy. And so what you would call us is taking your foot slightly off the accelerator. You're not hitting the brakes. You're just not punching the accelerator to the floor. You don't have it on the floor anymore. And short-term interest rates will stay where they are, near zero. And longer-term interest rates, will fluctuate. Since they started talking about this in May, the 10-year bond rate has gone from about 1.5%, which was ridiculously low, mm-hmm. to around 3% now. So you can say it's doubled. And that is a significant factor for a lot of banks and so forth, and it's hurting mortgage refinancing a little bit.
Right.
But 3% for a 10-year loan is still low by historical standards.
That's right. But the long-term rates, the 10-year, is the thing that one of the things that the stock market lives and dies on by it, isn't it?
The 10-year is the main maturity people look at.
As that rate goes up, equities will be seen in less favorably to that degree, and that will affect the stock market. I'm going to want you to talk about this in the next segment a little bit more, but
the other side of that argument, though, is that if they're going to taper, it means they're pretty confident that things are improving in the economy.
Yeah.
So it's a higher rate on the one hand, but a stronger economy on the other.
Well,
the evidence of that for a stronger economy is not very widespread yet.
That's exactly right. That's my concern. Is that what's happening right now is the Wall Street is benefiting from a bubble, basically a Fed balance sheet bubble. They're benefiting from that. And whenever that bubble starts unraveling or bursts, then all boats will sink, not just Wall Street.
Well, don't get trapped by your language. You call something a bubble, then it's easy to imagine it bursting.
Yeah.
If you don't call it a bubble, that imagery doesn't work so well.
All right,
are you telling me
that the Fed balance sheet at three times what it was 5 or 6 years ago is not a bubble?
Well, that's just a word. I don't know if you call it a bubble or not. There's no reason, though, that it has to go back to where it was. It can stay substantially where it is for years.
But doesn't that devalue our currency, though?
Well, it hasn't so far. Our dollar is at least as strong as it was before the crisis.
Folks, that's about as far out on the plank as I'm going to walk. I'm relatively unarmed when it comes to economic things when I'm talking to the genius like Bob McTeer, but I give it my best shot. You got to give me E for effort there. Tintail, right back with Bob McTeer. I'm going to ask him when we come back what he thinks about going forward with the economy. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.